June 6th, 2003.
All right, the first thing I'd like to know is your name.
My name is John William, but they call me Bill.
And what community are we in?
In Longmont, Colorado.
And the county is?
Boulder County.
Okay, in the state of?
Colorado.
Okay. And what's your address here?
Longmont, Colorado, 80503.
Okay. And what was your birthplace?
Denver, Colorado.
Okay. At what age did you come to Longmont?
At about 22, as I got out of college, I joined my wife here. She was born and raised here in Longmont.
Okay.
I've only been here 61 years. I'm just a come here.
You're a newcomer, huh? Did you stay in Denver up till the age of 22?
Well, other than going to college in Fort Collins at Colorado State University.
Okay. And what was the date of your birth?
September 21st,
1919. 1919, okay. And you mentioned that you went to Colorado State. Can you tell me about some of your other schooling that you went through?
My elementary school was Stevens School in Denver, then Maury Junior High School in Denver, and then East Denver High School. And then to CSU.
Okay. Where is that Stevens? That rings a bell. I'm not sure where that is, though.
It's an elementary school at 10th and Columbine in Denver.
Columbine. Hmm. Okay.
Columbine is 24 blocks east of Broadway.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's a little ways out from what I'm used to. Okay. Is that school still there that you know?
Yes, it's still there, but it's... used as a charter school now, I believe. It's not active in the Denver public schools anymore.
Okay.
It was an old building when I started there, so.
Do you know how old it was at all?
No, I don't.
It was just old. Do you still have ties in Denver?
A few good friends, not necessarily from having lived in Denver, but people that from college and from business and so forth that have moved to Denver.
Okay. Since you moved to Longmont, have you spent any significant periods of time away from the community?
The longest that we spent away from here, in 1974, my wife and I took a sabbatical year and followed the raising of the blooming of flowers and spring for a year by going down south to cross and up into Canada. We did a 35,000 mile trip.
By car?
By car.
How far south did you go?
We went pretty much to the perimeter. We started out at San Francisco, California, went down to San Diego, across to Corpus Christi, Texas, and New Orleans, to Florida, where my son was based in the Navy, and up the East Coast, followed the route of my grandfather's route through the Civil War, and did a book on that, and then we went on up into Canada to Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island, mm-hmm. and took 3 months going across Canada to Vancouver,
wow.
where Muriel's cousin was a veterinarian in Vancouver. We spent about 30 days there.
Mm-hmm.
She put me to work, but then we went back down to Los Angeles and then back home.
Okay, that sounds like quite a trip.
We never traveled over about 150 miles a day, and we got to a place we liked. We'd stay for a couple of weeks, and
yeah.
and
do you remember places that you really liked that you stayed for?
Oh yes, we loved learning the mores of the different parts of the country, the different language, different habits,
right.
and so forth. Different between a Texas twang and a Georgia Southernese.
And then you got the Canadians who have a little different thing, too.